You're listening to Top Takes on Computing Technology, where you can hear popular articles from the IEEE Computer Society Digital Library. Please visit www.computer.org to learn more about this program, membership with the IEEE Computer Society, and the wealth of current technical information, community, and personalized services for the world's computing professionals.
Social Networking by Alfred C. Weaver and Benjamin B. Morrison. Social networking is a concept that's been around much longer than the internet or even mass communication. People have always been social creatures. Our ability to work together in groups, creating value that is greater than the sum of its parts, is one of our greatest assets. At its bare essentials, a social network consists of three or more entities communicating and sharing information. This could take the form of a research coalition, a Girl Scout troop, a church, a university, or any number of other socially constructed relationships. Since the explosion of the internet age, more than 1 billion people have become connected to the World Wide Web, creating seemingly limitless opportunities for communication and collaboration. In the context of today's electronic media, social networking has come to mean individuals using the internet and web applications to communicate in previously impossible ways. This is largely the result of a culture-wide paradigm shift in the uses and possibilities of the internet itself. The current web is a much different entity than the web of a decade ago. This new focus creates a riper breeding ground for social networking and collaborating. In an abstract sense, social networking is about everyone. The model has changed from top-down to bottom-up creation of information and interaction, made possible by new web applications that give power to users. While in the past there was a top-down paradigm of a few large media corporations creating content for the consumers to access, the production model has shifted so that individual users now create content that everyone can share. The social networking trend is causing a major shift in the internet's function and design. While we previously thought of the internet as an information repository, the advent of social networks is turning it into a tool for connecting people. The mass adoption of social networking websites of all shapes and sizes points to a larger movement, an evolution in human social interaction. Age distinction among social networking users. A social networking site typically allows users to post their profiles and create personal networks for exchanging information with other users. According to a Pew Internet and American Life Project report, more than half of Americans aged 12 to 17 use online social networking sites. 55% of teens have created a personal profile online, and 55% have used social networking sites such as Facebook or MySpace. Regardless of whether the information they exchange is serious or frivolous, the underlying web technology is the same. The mass murder at Virginia Tech on 16 April 2007 provides a poignant lesson concerning the functions of social networking. As this tragic event unfolded during the early morning hours, university officials communicated via conventional police radios and telephones. As the scope of the tragedy became apparent, students and peers notified each other via email, but students at other schools used Facebook to ascertain the status of their friends attending Virginia Tech, aided by VT students annotating their personal pages with comments such as, "I'm all right," "I'm safe," and "I'm coming home, see you soon." This is a perfect example of using the internet as a way of keeping updated with a network of friends, a function that the younger generation is readily adopting. But will everyone adopt this conceptualization of the Internet as a social platform? The ubiquity of social networking among college-age individuals remains largely unappreciated by their parents' demographic. This is a generational issue that will in turn affect how well the modern workplace accepts and adopts social networking concepts. Information sharing, collegiality, quick group formation, and a sense of shared purpose and mission characterize the various web-based social networking applications that today's young professionals commonly use. Social networking successes. A large or rapidly growing user population characterizes a successful social network. The most popular social networks grow their membership through viral marketing, the natural human behavior that causes people to tell others about products or services that are particularly good or bad. The value proposition is that the user must see enough return on investment of some measure of involvement, for example, time, energy, or money, to continue using the service over a long time. The service provider must see sufficient return on its investment, for example, staff, equipment, advertising, and website maintenance, to continue to provide a stable service to its users. Successful is not necessarily synonymous with profitable. While many social network sites are, or at least hope to be, profitable, others, such as Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia, are socially motivated, not-for-profit ventures. Wikipedia, funded entirely by donations, seeks to serve society by making the vast store of human knowledge available to everyone, for free, in the world's most common languages. Case studies. Different social networks emphasize different aspects of human interaction. Four case studies show the range of socialization that can occur within social networks focused around the core purpose of connecting people online. All four of these sites can be characterized as social networks. They each give tools that let users express themselves and interact with others in different ways, choosing to focus on different areas of social interaction. Although each site expresses sociality in a different way, they all are built around the core idea of connecting people and enabling them to interact. MySpace is a peer and media-based social network in which members can create their own miniature websites containing pictures, profile information such as age and interests, and media. MySpace allows users to embed media snippets such as music or video in their sites. They also can customize the look and feel of their MySpace websites by changing the web page files. Initiated in 2003 in Los Angeles, MySpace was originally a music-oriented site, designed to help independent musicians keep in touch with their fans. Bands can create MySpace pages and post samples of their music, as well as tour dates and show locations. Thus, the concept of sharing media is at the core of MySpace, and the idea of sharing music naturally expanded to sharing video. Now the largest on-site social network, MySpace, claims more than 217 million registered users worldwide. It has expanded far beyond its initial focus on music to saturate the financially valuable 16 to 34 age group. The distribution of males and females is almost even, within 1%, and the site is also incredibly popular with younger teens and preteens. MySpace differs from other social networking sites, such as Facebook, mainly in its informal social networking contracts. To sign up, MySpace requires little more than an email address. A MySpace members page has its own URL, and anyone can view the page. An internet user doesn't even need to be a MySpace member to browse the websites and view member pages. Few privacy settings are available to determine who can or can't see pages. MySpace experienced explosive growth due to its viral design of inviting friends to join, and also because it encourages the practice of friending people the user doesn't necessarily know well in real life so that they can share media. MySpace also emphasizes that its members retain proprietary ownership of the media they upload to the site. This helps reassure independent bands and groups who were concerned that their material might be stolen, and instead lets members focus on connecting as many people to their spaces as possible. While MySpace didn't have first-mover advantage, a similar site called Friendster was launched years before MySpace, but focused mainly on dating. It does allow users more control over things they deem important, such as uploading their favorite media and customizing their websites. Being flexible and responsive to members' demands and desires has fueled the site's growth. Facebook. Launched by a Harvard sophomore in February 2004, Facebook was initially restricted to Harvard students. Over the next 2 years, it was expanded to include all universities, then high schools, and now to anyone age 13 or older. Facebook is a peer relationship-based social network that allows users to create personal profiles describing their real-world selves and then establish connections with other users. In addition to basics such as name, age, and school, profiles also include information such as favorite books, movies, quotes, and photos. Users can further customize their accounts by uploading other media such as images or movies, and interact with other users by commenting on their profiles or media. Even though social networking is no longer a new phenomenon, Facebook has created innovations that have allowed it to keep users' interest. Facebook is a unique social network that views itself as a platform. This means that it has made extensive tools, documentation, and an application programming interface available for third-party developers to use in creating applications they can seamlessly embed into Facebook. Using server-side software from other companies and partners, as well as from lone programmers sitting in their bedrooms, users can fill the profiles and pages they habitually use. Opening up both the front and back end of Facebook to others lets third-party developers create their own web applications that utilize the Facebook network. As with any online business, Facebook experienced many growing pains, particularly with regard to privacy. Cases of school administrators and legal authorities using Facebook's user-uploaded images as evidence of illegal behavior, such as underage drinking, have engendered controversy and have made users more aware of their responsibility with regard to their online presence. Facebook also has followed user feedback by implementing privacy settings that let users select what information will be available to certain parties online. As Facebook has learned, it's important to recognize that while social networks are focused on connecting others, users must follow certain rules and etiquette for the interactions to be viewed as legitimate. Otherwise, privacy is violated, making users feel uncomfortable and prompting them to leave the site. Wikipedia is a collaborative online encyclopedia project in which anyone can create and edit content displayed on the site. To date, Wikipedia hosts 9.25 million articles in 253 languages, 2 million articles in English, edited by tens of thousands of users every day. The encyclopedia is organized as a system of articles that are interconnected using hyperlinks, allowing readers to look up subject areas and then click links to explore related areas. The thousands of volunteer users and editors create new topics and pages. Owned by the Wikimedia Foundation, a nonprofit organization seeking to develop and maintain open content that allows anyone to contribute. Wikipedia does not display advertisements on its pages and generates no revenue. It is supported through donations from both individuals and corporate sponsors, such as Yahoo. Wikipedia's founders view the site as a public service and have no interest in making a profit from it. Wikipedia's users organize the editing of the site behind the scenes. Discussion and history tabs allow users to look under the hood and see the work that goes into each article. Contributors discuss topics such as an article's scope and the information's reliability and bias. The editors discuss the best ways to adhere to Wikipedia's policies of fairness and quality. Editors can view changes made to the article and revert to an earlier version if they detect tampering or invalid editing. Some users can change the site without having an account. Wikipedia has been criticized for its susceptibility to vandalism. Whether Wikipedia is a reliable source is still open to debate. Encyclopedia Britannica has released reports claiming that Wikipedia contains more errors than a traditional encyclopedia that experts compile. However, other reports have claimed that Wikipedia is just as reliable as a conventional encyclopedia. YouTube. An online video sharing network, YouTube, allows users to upload videos and share movie clips. Users can browse other users' videos as well as store their own videos on the site for free. They also can recommend popular videos to their friends via email or embed simple code that lets them display YouTube videos on their own websites or blogs. Users mainly govern the YouTube community, and there are several ways that viewers can interact with the videos. Users can leave comments or recommendations of other videos, or they can flag or report videos that violate YouTube's usage agreements, such as pornography or offensive content. YouTube staff then investigates these flagged videos. Creating a standard. In March 2007, Google unveiled an ambitious plan to standardize the movement to convert the Internet into a social platform. Google's open-source framework, Open Social, is intended for use by the dozens of already popular social networking websites such as MySpace, LinkedIn, Bebo, and others. With Open Social, developers will be able to use a common HTML language and JavaScript to take advantage of the user connections within all social networks, not just a single site. Instead of writing one application for MySpace and another for Facebook, Open Social hopes to let developers create a single application that can spread across all platforms seamlessly. In essence, Google is attempting to standardize the code base for the new social internet. If most social network sites adopt the Open Social standard, new ways of human interaction will proliferate, just as new sources of information and web pages did in the early days of the web. With all social networks connected, the internet will truly mature in its transformation to a social platform. Only time will tell if others will follow Google's lead. So what is the future of the Internet? Before the advent of the web, the Internet was primarily a repository of information and data, a giant encyclopedia. It was the place where users went to find what they needed to know. In this decade, with the growth of social networks and user-generated content, the Internet is becoming a hub of socialization, a social utility. The Internet is now where users go to interact and connect with others. Far beyond email, the Internet is becoming a means of connecting people to one another across distances and time, allowing an order of socialization and culture never before seen. Social networking is the logical extension of our human tendencies toward togetherness, whether that socialization is down the hall or across the world.
Thank you for listening to the IEEE Computer Society's Top Takes on Computing Technology. Please visit www.computer.org to learn more about membership with the IEEE Computer Society and the advanced technical information available in the IEEE Computer Society's digital library. Some of the music provided is from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com.